A moment now to remember a soprano whose voice was heard by millions of people who never knew who she was. Anita Darien died last week at age 87. This is from her singing Ned Roram's Four Dialogues. She sang classical music, musical comedy, and pop music. She was a studio singer with a vocal range to match her stylistic range.
And there she is. It is the floating voice of Anita Darien.
And that's Linda Wells, who is friends with Anita Darien for nearly 50 years.
Well, let me tell you a funny story about The Lion Sleeps Tonight. The arrangers and producers called Anita in to record with this new group called The Tokens. And when she got into the session, they showed her the chart that she was to sing. And they tried it once through, and she said, "It's too low. I need to sing it up an octave." And the producer and the arranger looked at her and said, "You can't do that." And she said, "Well, let's try it."
So this is her range. This is her natural range that we're hearing her sing it.
She had four workable octaves without going to falsetto.
Now, she, in addition to other things, performed in musical theater. She performed in opera. Yes?
Absolutely. She did everything from Helen the Hellman's Hen in commercials to the beginning voices of Alvin and the Chipmunks to imitating a theremin for Burt Bacharach to going on to Broadway.
Wait a minute. Did you say Hellman's Hen for Hellman's Mayonnaise?
Yes.
So she did a lot of studio singing. Didn't
she did a lot of studio. And she did voices, so she did cartoon voices.
This was a famous record by Mickey and Sylvia called Love is Strange. You never wanna quit. No, no. Wait a minute. Is she doing the no-no?
Yes. Yes, yes.
That's Anita Darien.
It's not the same woman that you heard on The Lion Sleeps Tonight, is it?
And she seemed to carve out some kind of niche for exotic songs.
She did when she was recording for Cap Records. They decided to use the exotica of her Armenian heritage, doing an album based on some Armenian songs and things like Come On to My House, which had been a hit for Rosie Clooney, but had never been done in the original Armenian.
Probably better than the English lyrics. That...
Well, it was really cute.
Do you ever wonder how it is that someone like Anita Darien, who had a wonderful voice, could get all kinds of studio work singing in all kinds of famous records, but not what we think of as a star who is a household name? Why not?
I think that she was so versatile that she would fall into niches. So she became the backup singer. You'd either bring in a string section or you'd bring in Anita Darien.
Well, thank you very much, Linda Wells, for talking with us about the remarkable voice and the remarkable career of your friend, the late Anita Darien, who died last week at age 87.
Thank you so very much.
Desert shadows creep across purple sand.